This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A lot of you probably heard of an organization that's sort of a watchdog that actually, you know, that it's just about, you know, they're just looking for honesty. It's not about conservatism. It's not about the left. They're just looking for the truth. And the guy at this organization, and that is the Media Research Center. A lot of you have heard of Brent Bozell, but I think he's just a pretty boy. So instead, when I'm looking for some Media Research Center truth, I always look for one guy and one guy only, and that's Dan Gaynor, who joins us again. It's been a while.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, my boss, he is attractive on television and such. He actually does know things, too.
He's not just another pretty face, huh?
Oh, what's that line from Game of Thrones? He drinks and he knows things.
Right.
I think I wouldn't object to that characterization.
So normally when you guys are out there, you look at things like what the percentage of good press is for Trump versus what the percentage of bad press is. What in this Kavanaugh circus that we had going on here, how did that work out? Did that just throw everything out but the kitchen sink as far as derogatory versus favorable?
Well, with the media coverage of Trump has been so bad going back into the campaign that it started out, I think it was like, you know, 88 or 89 during the campaign. It's gone steadily up. Gorsuch was, I think, to this day, one of the few really shining lights in media coverage, because Trump got a fair amount of media coverage that was positive about that. So that era was, you know, the 88 or 89. That we're now all the way up to 92. So for people who do math, when you keep expanding your sample size, generally speaking, it gets harder and harder for your percentage to grow, because you've got so much. The only way for that sample size to skew your results that bad, it has to be overwhelmingly negative. That means it has to be a lot more than 91% just to drive it up to 92. And of course it did. The Kavanaugh coverage is so astonishingly bad, so recklessly irresponsible, so incompetent, so liberal, so agenda-filled that, I mean, genuinely, you could have the Democratic Party programming these networks, which essentially you do, by the way, with people like, you know, some of the top people you have on these networks just to work for these outlets, work for these organizations. But you could have the Democratic Party programming it would probably be better. I mean, you could have the head of the DNC. You could take, you know, Bernie Sanders, who was almost a Democratic candidate. Maybe even Hillary Clinton. You could say, hey, you get to program the news now on a major network, and it would probably be closer to fair than the way it is now.
Yeah, probably would. I'm noticing now that they're not even trying to telegraph anything anymore, neither the press nor the Democrats. And but the astonishing thing for me is that on the one hand, you got what's going on with Ellison, which is you know, they're actually investigating it. There's actually law enforcement involved in this. And with Kavanaugh, that was just a foregone conclusion. Yes, he did it. You know, we don't have any proof of it, but we believe it.
Well, the media, and so much of this is driven by people. Not, there's an expression in Washington we like to use, people or policy. Well, that doesn't just count for the political parties. It counts for journalists, too. And so if people are policy, that means who you hire matters. And if you hire a bunch of young liberals, particularly young liberal women, who are all about the Me Too agenda and all pushing a liberal, you know, feminist agenda, well, then, of course, when a woman accuses a guy of something, they're going to immediately take his side. And so that ripples through the coverage a lot. And then, look, there are some wonderful people covering this legitimately from the right. So it's not a gender thing. It's a agenda thing. What you end up with is if you've got politicized reporters of either gender, because yes, either, you're going to end up with a politicized result. And there's been some atrocious stuff that's come out from the Me Too movement. It really is, from ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, just appalling things. And then from Hollywood. So I understand there's reason for women to be concerned. They should be. They should be up in arms about how some of these media outlets have treated them. But that doesn't mean that you must, to use the phrase, believe all women. It's astonishing. Here we have a system, a legal system in this country where you're innocent until proven guilty. Yet we've got people going out there, journalists even, saying, believe all women. And so that generates a certain amount of garbage news. And then probably there are three heroes on the right, or actually four heroes on the right, how this was all handled and how Kavanaugh got approved. And I would say even the major media were willing to say Donald Trump, but this was his win. The GOP would have backed off if it meant for Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham and his famous, where he really held the line. I think he really altered the equation in the Senate. That's two. Susan Collins, clearly with her vote, she self out there. And then, but the one that nobody wants to talk about, that some people in the press have mentioned, is Michael Avenatti. Because the creepy porn lawyer had incredible influence here, because the press, especially CNN just did appalling amount of news coverage for the creepy porn lawyer and his porn star client, Stormy Daniels. So they were willing to put that out there endlessly. Well, what they did, they credentialed the guy. Instead of saying, you've got a porn star client, maybe she's just out to make a buck, and we're not going to say that. We're going to give her tons of attention because she's attacking Trump, even though, in fact, I think CNN has now done two penis stories about Trump based on the Stormy Daniels book. So, of course, outlandishly stupid news coverage. Then Michael Avenatti comes out and says, I've got a client who's got credible claims. Credible, by the way, was a word that was thrown around more than Kavanaugh's name almost. It was astonishing. So we're going to bring the creepy porn lawyer in, and he's going to have a client allegedly trying to link Kavanaugh to gang rapes. Well, that was seen as, so this was now the third allegation. The second allegation, I think very few people believed. By the time we got to the third allegation, it was like watching a professional wrestling match where we got one guy laying on the canvas and just, people coming up, out of the stands, practically jumping up and landing on it. And that's what was going on.
Right.
And so what the left and the media did is they sabotaged their own case. The case that they were desperately trying to make to take down Kavanaugh, they destroyed because they went too far. And, now you look at the polling.
Hold on. Let me get you to hold on to the polling, because I want to hear about the polling. We're about to run. We're coming up on the break.
We're about to run to a hard break, and we got to get pee people.
After we get back from the hard break. Media Research Center, that's they have all manner of things there, both poking fun at the news media and exposing them for the liars that most of them are. It is a good time going to MRC. Is it MRC.org?
It should be Newsbusters.org.
Newsbusters.org. There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. You were about to get into the polls, which the polls are one of my favorite things to talk about. What do you think of the polls?
Well, I think the Democrats put themselves in a difficult position, and the media helped them. You look at, I mean, a lot of this is just feels. How do people feel? Well, people felt, when all was said and done, that vast majority of Republicans and a good chunk of independents and even a decent chunk of Democrats thought that Kavanaugh had been hosed, that he had been mistreated. And that's important. The people who were okay with that among independents dropped 28% during the time of the hearing.
Right.
28%. You would almost have to, be caught, I don't know, literally stealing candy from children on video to have that bad a result. And I mean, that's, this played out badly for Democrats because the more they look mobby, and I'll use the term, I credit to my friend Matt Lewis over at Daily Beast, mobby, where they show up and they bang on Supreme Court doors, and when they climb on statues and they harass people in public and they try to break into offices and they scream and yell and act like complete idiots. Well, when you layer that on to the fact that liberals have tried to assassinate Trump, they tried to attack Trump, they've, on two different occasions, they've tried to assassinate a large group of Republican congressmen and seriously wounded one, wounded another. A liberal neighbor of Senator Rand Paul put him in the hospital. His wife now sleeps near a gun. The Congress people getting tons of threats. One of the congressmen, his wife got sent a video of someone being decapitated.
Yep.
So when you layer that on with all these crazy attacks, people, I think ordinary Americans look at this and say, this is very scary. Then you look and they say, wait a second. Americans are fair people. And if, Blasey Ford had come out and said, oh, I've got these two witnesses. And the two witnesses come forward and say, yes, we're reluctant to talk about this, but she's telling the truth. Brett Kavanaugh would not be on the Supreme Court right now. There's not a question in my mind that's the case. Americans wanted him to be treated fairly, though we on the right and in the middle and some on the left still believe that you're innocent until proven guilty. The press does no longer believe that because it's all about feels and victory. And the left entirely doesn't believe that. The extreme left doesn't. And so they are furious. And the angrier they get from all this is going to drive a wedge through America like we haven't seen, at least since the 60s. I'm not willing to say since the 1860s, but let's go to the 1960s. I saw that personally. And the press make it worse. Social media makes it worse. And that's something we've got to come to terms with. The nation is very divided right now, and it's anybody's guess what happened this election.
One of the things I look at is when I see a lot of money being thrown into it, and there's a lot of Democrats throwing money into it, and I've seen many instances where they throw a lot of money into these things, and all money buys is advertising, right? That's all it really buys. I mean, in Colorado, when a bunch of grassroots people went there to recall those Colorado state senators, they were being outspent $22 to $1, but they were just being, it was just ad buys, where they were going around knocking door to door and telling everybody what was going on.
And I generally agree with that statement, but things have become more sophisticated where that money is now getting dumped into social media, where people are seeing people that they trust promoting them. And so it's a much more of a grassroots effort. and or even just an AstroTurf effort, the appearance of grassroots, but it still has some impact. I don't know. There's tons of money out there in this election. One of the great examples is Ted Cruz. I don't think he's a conservative in Texas who wants to see his opponent win. But Ted, ran afoul of Trump during the campaign, and they had some bad blood, and I think for a while some of the Trump supporters were a little reluctant to sign on with him. And it looks from everything you see in the media now like that might be changing. I think the American media, and the Democrats, and oddly enough, Michael Avenatti again, did more to unify the Republican Party and the right, which are not the same thing,
right,
than anything we've seen since Trump announced his candidacy. All the establishment conservatives, the traditional Republicans from even George W. Bush were behind Kavanaugh. That was the beauty of the Kavanaugh pick. It was a unifying pick. And when people saw what the left and the media were willing to do to him to get victory, they just lost it. When you can get Jonah Goldberg, Breitbart, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump all on the same page, you might as well just have a peace commission to while you're at it. But, oh, hey, we're also going to end war in the Middle East, because if we can do this, we can do anything.
It's one of those Yamamoto moments where they say, "We fear we've woken the sleeping giant."
Yeah, they did it right before the election. So their whole strategy, the left's whole strategy was, let's motivate our people going into the election. We don't think we're really going to be able to stop Brett Kavanaugh, but maybe we can. But what they did, they were so despicable about what they did, that what they did is turn around and took the right, which was singularly unmotivated, because a lot of conservatives are not happy with Trump, and a lot of Trump people are not happy with the GOP of the Hill, and a lot of people just said, "Oh, the hell with the pox of both houses, we're done." And now suddenly, like, "Oh my God, look what they're doing! We got to vote." That's just the left may still get the House, they may even still get the Senate, although I really doubt that one. But talk about self. Self-immolating. I mean, oh, my God.
We're about to run out of time. I want to Dan called me right before showtime and said, "What do you want, man?" And talked him into coming on the show. Thank you for coming in. I'll catch you another time when you're not so wore out.
You can count on it, man. Thanks. hopefully we'll things will be peaceful and calm in Washington like they've been the last 2 weeks.
We'll see. Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael strengthened to a Category 3 storm over the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday. The storm is expected to hit Florida's Panhandle, sometime Tuesday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham on what scares him about this storm.
Yeah, a couple things here. So it's going to be a wind event for sure. But at the same time, you still have this heavy rain. But there's something else I'm really worried about here when you look at this storm. This is a very vulnerable part of the Gulf of Mexico when it comes to the storm surge. And if you look at the shape of the coast, you get these little areas that are shaped like that. The water just gets trapped and it can't go anywhere. So the water piles up. And the other part is right along the coast is very shallow. So what happens is that water piles up really quick. 8 to 12 feet of inundation is just absolutely staggering.
A teenager in Oregon is suing McDonald's over hot water being served at an unreasonably dangerous temperature. The teen is suing for $1.6 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Very shortly, I'll be picking up the shotgun. And when I do, I'm going to film it for you, and then you can see it all. And this is going to be epic, Boyd's gun stocks. Check them out. This confirmation battle, which if you were not shocked by what you were seeing, then maybe you weren't paying attention to it. And I get that. I get that. I get really tired of everything being politicized. I get tired of music being politicized, sports being politicized. Is there nowhere we can go where something we don't have to hear about who they support or something like that? But this whole Kavanaugh thing shocked me, especially with Gorsuch. Gorsuch, I thought was going to be a wild ride, nothing compared to Kavanaugh. But it exemplifies the current social and political civil war caused by these leftists who have taken over the Democratic Party. And their problem is this. They're outraged that the rest of us do not share and follow what they believe. Their rage has its roots because they, for a very long time, they've been using the federal court to achieve a desired political result instead of the constitutional legislative process, like abortion decisions, starting with Roe versus Wade. Leftists, led by Teddy Kennedy, viciously attacked Judge Robert Bork in 1987 to keep him off the Supreme Court. They tried to do it again with Justice Clarence Thomas, but Thomas and the Republicans were better prepared. I doubt that any rational person believed the outrageous charges by Kennedy against Judge Bork that his confirmation would lead to outlawing all abortions, illegal searches of homes, prohibition of teaching of evolution, resegregation, and elimination of civil rights. Kennedy and Biden and the rest of the Dems used abortion to attack Bork. But he also wanted revenge, Kennedy did, because Bork, as Solicitor General, carried out Nixon's order to fire Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox, who was a Kennedy family friend and served as Solicitor General in the JFK administration. Kennedy pushed to have Cox appointed as special prosecutor to get Nixon. In addition, Bork, as Solicitor General, defeated the lawsuits brought by the ACLU and others to stop the 1973 bombing in Cambodia. Justice Douglas upheld a district judge's decision to order the Pentagon to stop bombing Cambodia. Bork persuaded the Supreme Court to reverse the order, which was a clear violation of the separation of powers. The Democrats want judges to tell the Pentagon how to run a war and tell the president how to run immigration policy. This leftist rage reached its full bloom with the false charges against Kavanaugh of attempted rape and gang rape. I doubt that any rational person, even the Dems on the Judiciary Committee, believes that Kavanaugh attempted to rape Christine Blasey Ford or that he was involved in gang rapes. They announced their opposition to Kavanaugh minutes after he was nominated by President Trump. They demanded a seventh FBI investigation, which produced the same results as the first six FBI investigations. Kavanaugh squeaky clean and innocent of the charges. But there are numerous examples of how these leftists view you who do not agree with them. Hillary Clinton asked why she wasn't leading by 50 points as if everyone should agree with her. She called the voters who opposed her deplorables. Obama said Americans who opposed him are bitter and cling to guns and religion. What is this explanation for these leftists, for this blind hatred by the leftists anyway, for those who disagree with them? They cannot accept that Americans voted to elect Trump instead of the poster girl of the left, Hillary. Who are we, the voters, to disagree with the left's choice for president? We had a preview in the 2000 election, which the Democrats fought the Bush election, and, you know, they fought it in the courts and constantly referred to Bush as selected, not elected. But the election, because he was definitely elected, of President Trump sent the leftists over the edge. The culture reflects this division. Trump and his supporters criticized Colin Kaepernick for kneeling during our national anthem. Hollywood, instead of making enjoyable, watchable movies, trots out has-beens like Robert De Niro, who foams at the mouth while swearing about President Trump. And this is what happens when De Niro has to read and write his own lines instead of reading lines written by Mario Puzo. Rob the Meathead Reiner criticizes Trump or De Niro's rants, not because they were wrong, but because such rants helped Trump and his voters. On a personal note, I see a lot of people referring to, especially in the comments. I mean, the comments section of any article online is really interesting. Really interesting. I see them referring to Trump as Hitler and a dictator, as if we live in Venezuela or North Korea. By people who are really economically well off. Americans that have 401ks have seen them increase 30-40% under Trump. But these people that are making these claims cannot see the absurdity of claiming that we live under a dictator comparable to Hitler when they, Hollywood, the Democrats, the media, are free to constantly criticize and attack Trump. If he was a dictator, they would all be dead. Or making little rocks out of big rocks. Or digging a ditch. It seems the rational part of their brains, or what is left of them, shuts down the thought of a President Donald Trump. The problem here is this. And, you know, for everybody, I know everybody's being sort. I don't know if this, how should I put it? This cautionary note is as warranted as everybody seems to think it is. I think the Democrats really messed up here. I think there was maybe a slight chance, but I mean, all of the things that they're telegraphing, how can America possibly want that? How would America possibly vote for that? If they've energized their base, where? In California, are we worried about having California politicians in certain, do we need them? I know there's a few noteworthy people, but do we need them? The blue states are going to produce these totalitarians. That's where they come from. Their population centers are, in the case of New Jersey, I'm not even really sure what I would call that, but the big overriding problem here is that the bottom line is that the Democratic Party has been taken over by totalitarian leftists who do not accept President Trump as president. All the while we were hearing about the blue wall and how the electoral victory was assured, and then when it was lost electorally, then the electoral college was needed to be trashed. Up until about 8 p.m. that night, it was going to be an electoral landslide, but no, when it turned out not to be, then they had to go. What is this happening? Yeah, we're getting rid of that right now. So, the worst part of this is they view us, the people that voted for Trump, as enemies, not as Republicans, not as people who they just disagree with, but as enemies. It's a little worrying, but not that much. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this coming from Vox. Vox magazine. The Florence, South Carolina shooting shows America's gun problem hurts police too. This coming from a Thursday hit piece on the right to keep and bear arms at Vox. If you're worried about police getting killed in the line of duty, look at America's easy access to guns. Oh, really? They continue on. Police officers in America may be uniquely susceptible to shootings relative to other developed nations due to the U.S.'s abundance of guns. So the explanation goes. But in America, they may be more likely to run into a person who is armed and could open fire. So these kinds of deadly incidents may happen more often. So I guess the founders were wrong when they, you know, about that part where it was necessary to the security of a free state. And the Bill of Rights needs to defer to making sure government enforcers are the ones protected. But what's curious here is they will, the same progressives will then turn around and decry police racism and shootings of people of color. If you really believe that, taking the position they should be the only ones armed seems like a major cognitive dissonance bordering on a complete breakdown of reality. As far as running into a person who is armed and could open fire, if they're law-abiding, then statistically you're in more danger if that person has a badge. If they're criminals, which the ones that would open fire are, then What, short of total citizen disarmament, does Vox have in mind? But I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. You know, that based upon what they advocate, that's pretty much it. That's what they're advocating for. Never mind that it wouldn't work and would result in many more deaths and open the door to nightmare dystopian scenarios. But Vox sure sounds like they're basing their opinion on science when it refers to developed nations as the ultimate benchmark for demonstrating how barbaric our gun laws are when compared to the rest of the world, which also no doubt explains why so many from there want to come here badly enough to break our laws to do it. They have these charts that they use to prove their point, a breakthrough analysis by researchers at UC Berkeley. And, you know, if there's ever been anybody objective before, it would be UC Berkeley. Illustrated by rates of crime and homicides in 15 industrialized countries. By adding that arbitrary qualifier to the comparison of international homicide rates, the gun-hating statisticians can omit or include countries as they see fit to support whatever conclusions they aim to reach. And this is not the first time that Vox has pulled this particular stunt. Now, when you're looking at these things, you'll see some curious things like how Russia and Mexico are listed, both with more restrictive gun laws and higher violent crime than the U.S. Whether you consult with the U.N., the IMF, the World Bank, or the CIA factbook, they both have a larger GDP than some of the nations that qualify as developed when it suits gun grabber purposes. Also rated above many countries in terms of economic complexity, Mexico includes cars, computers, video displays, and delivery trucks among its top exports. They boast a literacy rate of 93.4%. And somebody had better tell Vladimir Putin that third world jerkwater he rules over has no business exporting rocket engines to the U.S., as we have recently seen. Threatening us more developed people with an invincible intercontinental cruise missile and a nuclear torpedo that could outsmart all American defenses. How were these primitives able to cheat Hillary out of the presidency and throw the election to Trump? Unless those dastardly progressives are lying about that one too. What Vox and the gun grabbers are counting on is that most reporters are too biased and lazy to dig into the numbers, or heaven forbid, to challenge them. And that way, most readers and viewers will absorb enough of the narrative talking point to repeat that view as if it's settled science. Only an uncivilized extremist would doubt, or in my case, it would be me that would doubt it. I'm going to be reaching out to Cole Lelou tomorrow from Spike Tactical because they got visited the other day. They got visited by Fifth Third Bank. I'd never heard of them. When did they become a thing? I guess they must be a thing because they're pretty big. But they visited Spike Tactical last Tuesday to inform them that the bank was discreetly planning to exit the banking sector for gun-related businesses. They saw Angela Register, who I've never had the pleasure of speaking with there, and the bank representative informed her and their chief financial officer that their business line of credit would not be renewed and encouraged them to find a new bank to hold their accounts, even mentioning that their commercial mortgage should be transferred or it could potentially be called early. Ms. Register said, "This is frightening because yet again we're continuing to see the Second Amendment under attack in more and more places. And it also seems completely hypocritical that institutions which have been and continue to be protected by guns are now attacking the very industry that is often their first line of defense." Fifth Third Bank, which according to Forbes is one of the largest banking institutions in the U.S., why am I the one under the rock and I've never heard of them? I don't get it. But they have now apparently joined a growing list of banks which are choosing to no longer do business with firearms manufacturers, like Bank of America and Citigroup, when they announced they would also begin restricting their business dealings with gun-related companies. So as a result of the decision made by Fifth Third, Spikes is now looking for a new bank to help them manage their multi-million dollar yearly revenue. In addition to looking for things for their website and their online store that have been put in jeopardy by Shopify. Companies like YouTube, Facebook, Shopify, Google, Walmart, and Dick's Sporting Goods have all made recent moves to restrict or prohibit gun-related businesses. And, you know, that bothers me because it's a legal business. I mean, it's an enumerated, confirmed right to defend yourself. And having guns to do that is also. But anyway. Ms. Register said, we understand that the gun industry is not a protected class and that banks and other businesses can choose to not do business with us. But we also believe that customers should know if that vendor has decided to enter the political arena and they've taken a stand against guns. Good point. Additionally, this is yet another example that the market is beginning to look highly lucrative for companies to emerge that will solely support the gun industry, which is estimated at $51 billion per year and employs more than 300,000 people in the U.S. That is a beautiful point that she makes because of this. This will continue until something does step up like she's, you know, foreseeing. And that will be a wake-up call for all of these other banks. But I don't know where that's going to come from or how that's going to come from. And all of these other things, it's like John's. I need to get John Stokes back in. We need to talk to him as well. And I wonder who's working on this stuff for us. I wonder who's working on this stuff for us, because I know somebody is. I know somebody has to be. Nobody's going to let this kind of money go into the vacuum. No. Not at all. No. So, we've got hour number three coming up, where we will continue on now with the rant. It's just going to be the rant. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Bricklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.